watch, gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
This is the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. Thanks for joining us on another Friday. I want to thank you guys because you've made this show huge. It's just great, and it's awesome to see the stats every single week. And now that we're back, we did our last show, and unfortunately, it was a little late getting on board, but we're going to do our very best not to be late anymore. We had to upgrade all of our studio. With me, as he is every single Friday, is a man that has danced with more little people than the crew of Safety Dance. He is a man that guards his mustache more than Tom Selleck himself.
To us,
he is called the Chang. Chang.
Yes. Oh, there's no other place that I would rather be than sitting side by side with you on the laptop. On the laptop.
Aren't you glad that we lived in that decade?
I wish we could have stayed in the 80s.
Yeah. You know, I've read a lot of comments lately from some people that weren't, they were born in the 80s, but they didn't get to live in the 80s. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So their decade was primarily the late 90s, early 2000s. And they,
yes,
they say, man, we wish, we just wish that we could have lived in the 80s because our decade sucked.
You know, I hear that a lot. I hear a lot of that snibbling. Usually it's from my daughters because they were all born, you know, made in the 80s. So they snibble. They snibble about our music. They snibble about, oh, we wish, we wish, we wish. And all I could say is, I wish you would all shut the hell up. Try to watch the game.
There is a lot of that, right? I mean, does that surprise you?
You know what surprises me? That people even talk about the 90s after they get over the shock and the glee and the wonder. And it's the feeling of like going to Disneyland when you talk about going back to the 80s. I mean, that's what I feel. I would much rather go back to the 80s, and I would like to go spend any money at Magic Mountain or Knott's Berry Farm or Disney. I would just rather have a theme park all about the 80s. And me and you could greet people. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Now that you say theme park, you know that Disneyland, I don't know if they're going to do that now that they're back open after being closed for over a year. But before they closed, they had 80s night.
Yes.
On a certain night. I think it was on a Friday or a certain weekend. Sure. I wasn't lucky enough to go. But what happened is after the park closed, they would open up the 80s theme park for a few hours. And everything
really?
Was
so
like
people 80s. Were allowed to do drugs, throw up in the parking lot?
I don't think
so. Have unprotected sex? What's going on?
No
wonder they love that place.
That's what's going on at Small World after all.
It's a small thing after all.
Yeah, no. So I guess they play music, you know, concerts, the supposed all colors and neons and
colored condoms.
That still gets to me. Every time I see people having an 80s party and they come all dressed with fluorescent yellow and pinks and greens and blue. I don't know. I didn't see that much fluorescent unless I was watching Miami Vice.
You know what's funny, though? It's odd that we, you know, we're a few years apart, but yet we grew up in the same areas and you did not witness the fluorescent colors.
No.
I mean, brother, fluorescent colors were everywhere, bro.
I mean, I saw them at malls and I saw them in certain clothes, like for surfers.
Well, yeah, that's everywhere.
Look, people that went to my high school, you didn't see people wearing, you know, leg warmers and all the fluorescent colors. No, everything's just, you know, jeans, white T-shirt.
If styles and individual personalities were like ice cream flavors, we had 31 of those in Montebello High School. You've heard of Sure, right?
So,
from Montebello?
Here's
Sure Spartans.
Sure.
Yeah, they're like generic condoms.
Something like that. What I'm trying to say is, have you ever seen the movie Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yes, of course.
You know when they...
Freaking hilarious.
Right. It's a great movie. I love that movie. But when they go back to the 80s and they go to the snow, now granted, in the snow, there were people that dressed a little bit more colorful because it was just what it was.
The snow bunny attire,
but it wasn't as bad. It's not as bad as the movies try to portray the 80s. It wasn't literally like that. And if you don't believe us, go on YouTube and find videos from the 80s. One of the videos that shows downtown LA people in 1987 is a video that U2 recorded live from a rooftop of a liquor store. It was not in a good neighborhood. And there was around 30,000 people that gathered around. And you could look around. The camera shot and you can look around at people, how they were dressed. Not too many dressed in colorful attire, my friend.
That is true. But if you, if we're going to talk about videos, remember the song by Randy Newman, I Love LA. And if you look in that video, you'll see a little bit of that flair, kind of
a little
that essence of pop inside that video and in that song. Rolling down Imperial Highway. Big Nasty. Big Nasty right at my side.
Yeah. Great song.
Santa Monica Winds.
Great song. It was just the perfect 80s song. But thank you for joining us here at Back to the 80s. I want to let you know that we still do have our Facebook page that you guys can feel free and drop us a note there of any topic that you want us to discuss here. If you have a changri, changris are what we talk about later during the show of things that made you angry during the 80s. We'd be more than happy to read them here on air. Also, a very, very, very warm welcome to all the different countries that listen to us around the world, with the very newest country listening to us, of the country of Paraguay in South America.
Wow.
So thank you guys for
Paraguay.
Listening to Back to the 80s. Today, we're going to be continuing our talk of some of the things that are going to be occurring or happening on K-Hits 92.5, which is going to be launching our big launch debut of our own Back to the 80s radio station. Will be on the 4th of July, Chang.
Wow.
And you are going to be one of the DJs that is going to be covering pretty much everything, as we all are. But you are also, in particular, going to be having your own rock and metal show. Talk to us a little bit about that for those that didn't happen to listen to last week's show. What are you going to be playing?
Right.
Because I know, look, there's a lot of metalheads out there.
Oh, man, and there's tons of metalheads.
A lot of people that really miss 80s radio. And then we're going to throw a little tangent. We're going to go off into a little rant about today's radio. But before we do that, Chang and I are going to be talking to you about what we're going to be bringing on the new K-Hits 92.5.
That's right. Now, I'm going to have two different types of, sessions I will refer to these as. And I will call one of them Hang with the Chang. And that I will be playing, of course, rock and roll, but I'll be playing a lot of different rock and roll, blues rock and roll, you know, Robert Cray, Stevie Ray Vaughan, acts like that. You know, I'll have some prog rock with Rush and the Tubes. I'll also be playing stuff from probably like Billy Idol, Tom Petty. I'll throw a mixture of that. And then the session that I will call Bang with the Chang is going to be all hard rock, all metal, all 80s. Every now and then, I'd say probably once a month, I'll skip into the later 70s, and I only will play bands that were relevant in the heavy metal swing and the rise into the 80s. Bands such as Iron Maiden, Thin Lizzy, Judas Priest, Black Sabbath, of course. I'll be playing some bands like Tesla. Yes, everybody's favorite band, Poison, Bon Jovi. I'll play a little of everything to make sure that you feel that exact same way that you did when you cranked on your favorite rock and roll station back in the 80s, and some of those classic tracks came out and hit you. I want to bring radio to people in the essence of, I'll quote my favorite disc jockey of that era, Mr. Jim Ladd, the LA Lonesome Cowboy, theater of the mind, free form radio. That's what I want to see radio become again. And that's what me and my partner here, Toscano, have discussed. And that's exactly what we are going to bring you. But with so many different types of music, it's going to be kind of like an actual 4th of July every time you hit your speakers and listen to us right there at K-Hits 92.5. Am I not lying, my brother?
You are exactly right. You hit the nail right on the head. And yours truly, Super Mario, is going to be coming to you from the heart of Los Angeles. Actually, the heart of the beach, which would be by Huntington Beach here in Southern California.
Yeah.
And on K-Hits 92.5, we are going to be playing, or Super Mario is going to be playing, a little bit of everything. So everything from new wave to a little bit of pop to some ballads to some rock, a little bit of everything. I want to give you from A to Z for all kinds of lovers of music throughout the day. I will be coming to you in the mornings, pretty soon, the idea of us, Toscano and Chang, is being together on a morning drive show. So once the radio station gets kicked off and a little time passes and we get all things, all the kinks ironed out, we get used to the flow of the music and the show, we are going to be coming to you every morning to provide you guys with a 3 to 4 hour morning drive show, just like in the 80s. What I want to do is I want to talk to some of the people that have never heard, or they're wondering, well, why do we need another 80s radio station? Why are you guys starting a radio station? We all, and I say we all, everybody on earth, we all, everybody who's listening to this show, there's one thing that united us throughout the past year. And unfortunately, it wasn't a good thing, right? It was COVID. It united us because we were all a part of it. And during the pandemic, during the lockdown, we all got to spend a lot of time alone, a lot of time with a family that we've never, you know, more time than we've ever spent with a family, probably. Also, we also got to spend, in many cases, a lot more time than we would have wanted to alone. And that affected a lot of people. And I started reading on Facebook and Twitter, all these people from my age, my decade, that the decade that I grew up in, saying, I wish I could go back to the 80s. It was just a much better time. Back to the 80s radio came up because of COVID. And during this time, Chang and myself, we were, you know, since 2010, we've been going on and off radio stations together, and we've been doing radio shows together for a while now, right? 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of our dreams was to have our own radio station. Finally, now, because of COVID, because of Back to the 80s radio, because of you guys, the 80s fan, K-Hits 92.5 has been born. It's not just an online radio show. It's not just an online streaming service, because that's not what the main purpose is.
No.
This is an 80s style radio station. We will have radio personalities such as Chang, such as myself, such as Double R, Ricky Rodriguez.
We got Double R coming in.
Wendy Tallarico. And we're going to be adding to our staff as well.
Yes, the mistress of music.
Yes. So we're going to be adding people that bring you the flavor of the 80s. So you remember back then when you used to wake up and go to work or go to school and you turned on the radio and the DJs kept you entertained. They were entertainers. Unlike Chang. And here comes the rant.
What?
But before the rant, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to give you a special rant.
That's right. Grab yourselves something to drink, non-alcoholic, alcoholic, do whatever you got to do. Put the kids in the shower together, put them to bed, and get right back to those speakers, because we're coming back for your souls.
Not together in the shower. No, not together.
Remember doing that to your kids? That was priceless.
Today you'd get sued. This is Back to the 80s.
Oh, man. Would you?
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
He was a Coke. She was a Pepsi. Together, they were a Coke and a Pepsi. It's the story of a much older Pepsi and a much younger Coke. She offered him a thrill. He went along for the ride until one day...
Jealousy
took over. Pepsi found out her friends liked the new Coke for his better taste. And that's when they fell out. Well, that's when Pepsi fell out. This is Max Headroom. Catch the wave. Coke.
If they were a laxative, they'd be so powerful you could stand on your head and shit on the ceiling.
That position would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
And now, back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear us roar. Toscano and Chang are back for more here at Back to the 80s, radio for the dwellers. Let us begin part two.
Part two is coming right up. If you just joined us here on Back to the 80s, we gave a brief introduction of why we're starting K-Hits, starting and kicking off on the 4th of July. An all 80s radio station with the same type of DJs, with the same type of talk, promotions, excitement, contests, Monday through Monday.
I think it will be, and here we go, I'm going to have to market this phrase, Chang chinktastic.
It's going to be chinktastic. Yes. And let me tell you a few reasons why. Number one.
Why is that?
The music selection we have is uncomparable to any other radio station that you're going to hear. Not only do we have more selection of 80s music, but we have a selection of 80s music that's not going to repeat every 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, or even 8 hours. It's going to be a radio station where every song is going to take you back. You're either going to say, like sometimes I do when I hear a song, man, I hated that song. For example, when the B-52s come up or when Rush comes up, my ears bleed. But aside from that, you know, there's also songs that you're going to say, I love that song. Or I remember what I was doing during when that song played or whatever.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I remember trying to record that song in cassette and the stupid DJ would never shut up. Oh. He'd talk all the way through the intro until the first phrase.
You know, bro, we're even going to play the song where people go,
yeah,
you're going to get a song that reminds you of Denim. Right, brother? You know the band.
You're going to get music by bands that remind you of arcades, that remind you of date nights, that remind you of hardcore partying. You're going to get music from bands that are going to remind you of the times that you woke up so hungover wanting and promising that you were never, ever going to drink again.
I was just going to mention the times that people would go out and get so drunk, you would always promise yourself, I'll never do that again. We're going to play such crap like The Cure, where you're going to say, man, I never want to hear that crap again. That guy looks like a bad hangover. You know, I saw him in Saul.
You know,
with a Target makeup on.
Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater.
I hate that guy.
Shane's only hating it because that was my first concert ever that I attended live.
Man. I want everybody to recognize him as the Saw character with a Target makeup on his face. That's who that guy is.
Yeah, he looks really, really bad now. But here's the good part is you don't have to look at his face because his voice hasn't really changed much. And I
commend it still sucks. I gotta hand it to him
for that. It's a great, great sounding, distinctive voice.
I commend him for sucking all these years.
The point is that we at Back to the 80s Radio, launching the 4th of July, K Hits 92.5, are going to be bringing you a radio station like no other. One that's going to make you say, my gosh, I haven't heard a radio station like that since the 80s. Why do we feel the need for this radio station, Chang?
Because radio sucks on FM. Terrestrial radio is sold out.
Tell us how you really feel.
I cannot lie. I did chop down the cherry tree.
See, radio just definitely... If you know anything about the radio business, you'll know that it's a couple or a few companies that own this monopoly that is called the radio stations.
Don't give any names, bro.
I will not say Cumulus.
I will not say Cumulus.
Forever Media, Midwest Communication, Beasley Media, Entercom.
Beasley sounds really sleazy.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't
it sound like something radio. That came
you sleazy bastards?
It came from
took everybody's
80s.
Entertainment. Yes, they see you. They probably ooze crust Beasley music.
The King of the Hill. In 1997, they owned 173 radio stations. In 2004, they owned 1,207.
What?
1,400 radio stations worldwide. Son. And today, who knows? Now I'm talking none other than Clear Channel. Those are the big boys. And so what is it about them? What have they made radio into? Well, I could tell you what. They have made radio into nothing else but a spot where commercials are able to play once in a while a little bit of music. And not even good music.
Yes.
All right? Look, they don't care for the people listening, period. They care that the listener shows up because they need to sell, right? They don't care about the jock,
right.
Unless you are one of the top five in the U.S. And let's name a few. Why not? This is after
all. Oh, yes. Let's say Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan
That name
Seacrest.
Comes to
of course.
Sorry, say that again. Seacrest? I thought it was Seacrest.
Yeah, well.
Or am I thinking of Seacrest?
Making millions of dollars. Then you have duos.
Yes.
Like?
Heidi and Frank, which I find utterly ridiculous and rank. How could you ever get these two boobs to fill in the shoes of the great Mark and Brian? How could you get these two boobs to be the face of your once time great radio station where jocks like Jim Ladd, Bob Colburn, Joe Benson, Rita Wild once sat? How could you cheapen yourself to have these literal shock jocks who merely get a kick out of their own stupidity and pretty much heckling and people putting people down as the face of your one time great station? I mean, it's crap like that, that we saw the great KMET, the great K-West, the great KNAC all leave because it was radio for the people by the people. Yeah. And then you're KLOS and you're blessed to stick around as long as you could. And then you put these two bonehead scallop mongers as the face of your radio station. That is, to me, it's a slap in my face as an Angelino, a lover of terrestrial radio, and a child of L.A. rock and roll radio. I mean, yep. Look at K-Earth.
But you know what? I know what a lot of people might be thinking. Well, back in the 80s, didn't the shock jocks all start in the 80s and before? You know, if they would have allowed the jocks in the 80s to do everything, they would have done just the same. That's not the point. The point is that the sellouts now that are jocks have allowed themselves for, of course, you know, maybe we would have done the same thing. I don't know. I'm glad we didn't, to allow themselves to just give, you know, you get a few executives in a room. And they say, well, you know what? Let's give the people what they want to hear. They want to hear shock. Mm-hmm. They want to hear nothing but sexual references. Let's make it as pornographic as possible. And let's make it as dirty, as raunchy as possible.
Right. Don't get me wrong. Right. Yeah.
We all watch a lot of stuff that we're not supposed to, but we're right, not feeding it to the public and brainwashing the public into thinking that entertainment is only that. And back in the 80s,
right.
You remember, there was talk about real subjects and there was also the funny people, you know, and it was very light, you know, the references right. to certain things, to sexuality, to certain things. I mean, sometimes they went a little overboard. You know, one of the guys that started everything, one of them is even Rick Dees himself, you know, with the phone calls.
Yeah. Rick Dees would be critiqued as a shock jock. And you know who else I would think so? Going back all the way back to the 70s with KHJ, the real Don Steele,
right?
Wolfman Jack. You can almost say that those guys are the
original shock jock.
The original forms of shock jock. And
right.
It's funny how you can be classified as a shock jock because of your personality and your colorfulness or the energy that you have. But then also you can be lumped into that whole category as a shock jock, as Howard Stern kind of touched upon, to where he would bring up taboo happenings or discuss things that no one wanted to discuss or call somebody out in some of their weird lifestyles. So this whole thing of shock jock kind of got blown out of proportion. And I think radio listeners, we ate it up and we bit into it and we wanted it and we accepted it. And I think that the jocks that we all grew up loving and wanting and longing for took over the listener love, the listener heart. And these big wigs that own these stations just thought that, wow, the jocks have become more important than us and our sponsors. So they just decided to water down radio and kind of ban everybody to that rated R type of a rating as radio jock, bro. And that got totally misconstrued. And I find is pretty much one of the excuses the big wigs have used to destroy terrestrial radio and jocks like you and me.
Yeah. And also, really. We keep in mind, these are people wanting to be in the radio business and they did what they needed to make a living. And that's fine. The problem is, all radio is not like that. And with the advent of the internet and the advent of YouTube and podcasting, as a matter of fact, I was one of them that was totally against podcasting because I didn't feel it was,
so was
radio.
I.
However,
so was I.
Things change. We change our point of views and we realize, look, podcasting is not radio, of course. It's a type of communication. It's a type of radio.
It's a form of entertainment, my brother.
It's definitely a form of entertainment. And anybody can do a podcast. Anybody, anywhere on earth, without even professional equipment, they could just do it off of their phone. And that is okay for whatever they want to do. What we want to do is give the 80s fan, the purest, the 80s fan, the actual fan that doesn't really care for radio today, mm-hmm. that also doesn't really care for podcasting, mm-hmm. but they do care for that old style radio where in the mornings you wake up, you got a little bit of your news, you got a little bit of fun, but what you got most was the feeling of that you identified with the jock, and the best thing of all was the beautiful, beautiful 80s music. And that's why we're doing this. Yes. We are literally bringing back 80s radio station to your ears.
Let's go ahead off the top of our heads, come up with a top five why I hate radio list. And each of us will give our own top five of your top five reasons why you hate terrestrial radio.
Today,
and this is between you and me. And remember, our lovely listeners and our Changsters Gangsters and our Huskies out there, hit us on our Facebook, hit us on our social media, join in this conversation and tell us some of your reasons why you may hate terrestrial radio, or you feel terrestrial radio has failed you, very similar to the American government.
One of the things that I hate terrestrial radio is because today's morning or evening jocks are just not funny.
Yes. Now, a reason for me why I hate terrestrial radio, because they care more about the sponsors and the money coming in than they do the entertainment value. I can't go into depth. That's not an A, B, and C hate.
Another reason why I hate today.
Have a drink on me.
Is because today's music is absolutely horrid. Period. My opinion, by the way. So don't get all mad and say, well, that's your opinion. Of course it's my opinion.
Or you wouldn't have stated it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's a frick. It's our show. We can say what we want.
I don't care who disagrees. I can tell
this
you, period. It's the worst music since never. How's that?
Right. I agree. You know what else I hate about terrestrial radio? It's lost its creativity.
Yes, but you know why? That's because the bigwigs have told the jock, don't be who you are. I don't want you to be a persona.
Exactly.
I don't want you to be a personality like they were in the 70s and 80s.
No.
I want you to be down to earth. I want you to talk like you're talking in the living room to somebody, but don't talk any more than 2 seconds per break.
Exactly. Exactly.
So they don't give them the freedom.
No. Is that yours? Are you coming back with another one?
I was just elaborating on yours.
High five, joint hate.
There we go. One of the reasons why I hate radio today is because unless you're one of the top five jocks probably in the nation,
right?
You're getting minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore that jock is going to leave. The turnaround of jocks nowadays is incredible. Right.
They're
just not being paid well enough. Their assistants and everybody else who's on the show with him. You know, whenever you hear a radio show and you hear a lot of people in the room, you think those guys are getting paid? No.
If they're
interns, unless they're pretty looking ladies there, they're not getting paid.
Exactly.
And if they're pretty ladies, I guarantee you they're not getting paid in cash.
I hate terrestrial radio because of the conformity that all these stations have succumbed and given into just going to same old crap. They just sold out. They have no problem with being censored. They have no problem with being watered down. They have no problem with being told what you will play, when you will play it, and who will play it.
Yeah.
It's just, there is no free form essence in terrestrial radio. That is what I hate. One of the big hates I have of it.
Well, they're not going to give us a job now after we talked about all these people.
That's fine. They don't listen anyway.
No, they don't. They don't.
These guys aren't selling brawny towels for us at $15 a buck. Screw them. Podcasters. Anybody ever came up to you and me and go, you guys are those real good podcasters. I would say, you're a radio.
My last reason why I hate today's radio.
Bring it.
In all honesty, is the fact that the music rotation that they have today. They play the same song over and over and over. Let me give you a quick example. So today's 80s radio station, like the big one here in LA, let's take, for example, the group A-ha.
Ooh, nice word.
Right? They have a song called Take On Me.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, do you think this group, do you think this band has any other songs? Well, of course they do. But do you think they play any other songs? No, they don't.
No, because they suck worse than that one.
No, they don't. They play only one song. Just like they'll play Van Halen. They'll play Jump. Doesn't Van Halen have more songs? Of course they do.
Of course they do.
Does the radio station care? Do radio stations today care? No.
No.
So they'll play the same song over again. So you have.
Yes.
So one radio station can get by with playing 30 to 40 songs every 2-3 hours. Mm-hmm. And that's all they need, 30 to 40 songs. And they'll just repeat that every 3 to 4 hours.
They'll just rotate them differently to another jock.
That's it. And that's all you get. So that's why you go, oh my gosh, I've got that song ringing in my head. It's because you've heard it 34 times. I remember there was a couple of years ago where KS101 would play the song by the Eagles, Hotel California.
Oh, I'm so burned out on that song.
It is so burned out.
And I love that band.
I love the band, but we don't even have it in our rotation for the first few months.
Thank God.
I don't want to hear the song anymore.
You know what, bro? I'm never going to play it.
Let me go off subject here. Let me go off subject. I won't mention the front man or the main singer for Hotel California.
Okay, I will.
I saw him in an interview saying that he doesn't care how small a fish is, all right? How small that person is, how poor that person is. And I'm paraphrasing, okay? He didn't say those exact words, so don't come
talk about Don Henley.
But he said, anybody that plays the Eagles music or downloads Eagles music, I'm going to come after him with all the power of the law.
Oh, just like Metallica, douchebags.
So this is a band that's made millions. These are not poor people.
No.
And you're telling me that you're going to come after a guy that just downloaded a song or that played a song or, you know, some streamer guy who's sitting in his basement, just he wants to play some songs. You're going to bury him financially or possibly send him to jail because he played one song.
Right. You're talking about Don Henley, correct? Just nod yes. And
I will not tell you no. How's that?
That's great. Now, remember, bro, I think me and you have discussed. Don Henley also said after the death of Glenn Frey, the other one who started the original starter, king of that band, who also, you know, had a partnership in starting that band. Once he passed, Mr. Henley, I believe, stated that they would no longer perform as the Eagles again in any version without Mr. Frey being present. Maybe I think it was maybe 2 years, maybe a little bit longer. I could be wrong. Anybody out there, hit us back on Facebook. Let me know if I'm wrong. I'll deny it there too, but I'll give you a thumbs up if you are right. He stated that they wouldn't do this. And then again, he went on tour with the Eagles with Glenn Frey's son, which I kind of take offense and I kind of think is kind of cool. I have to say I take offense and I call him a hypocrite, you know, even doing it for a sentimental reason where the kid does look like his father and sounds similar to his father, why he would do that. I mean, I don't see the two living Beatles calling out to Julian Lennon, Sean Lennon, or Donnie Harrison to cover another laid way into the Beatles. I've lost respect for Henley for so many reasons. And I'm glad that you're bringing this up. And we both love the band. It doesn't matter what we think of the individual. Both of us love that band. How many people love that group, bro? I mean, Seven Bridges, Son of an Outlaw.
Yeah, the amount of followers is just ridiculous. And then we digress, right? So back to the subject on my last rant about hating radio stations of today. These are bands that come out with albums and albums.
Yeah, dude. Gold albums, bro.
In the 80s, bands came out with more than one album. You know, the same with Motley Crue, the same with Van Halen, and on and on and on we go.
Yes.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the main reason, or reasons in this case, by Chang and myself, why K-Hits 92.5 is so important and why it's so important that you make K-Hits 92.5 a part of your life as well. We start July the 4th, Independence Day here in the United States. everywhere else in the world. It's just a normal, regular day. Mm-hmm. But it is a day that I think that is going to be vital for us, because it's a day that not only is the independence for the United States, but it's an independence from us as jocks, as radio lovers from the 80s, as 80s fans, hardcore 80s fans, to become independent from terrestrial radio and bring you a for the people and by the people radio station that will take you back to the decade we all love. This is Back to the 80s Radio. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, Chang, I want to get your thought.
Hey, if you listen to rock and roll radio in the 80s, then listen to this. Toscano and Chang, they will transport you back in time, back to the 80s.
Tell me the famous taste of bubble yum. Tasty treat, can't be beat. The juicy taste of bubble yum. Long lasting bubble yum. Take a bite, dynamite. Long lasting bubble yum. Great big bubbles in the bubble yum. The famous taste of bubble yum. Long lasting bubble yum. Go out and get you some.
Now, back to good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station. Now,
back to the 80s with Toscano and Chang.
Welcome back to Back to the 80s. Chang here from Toscano and Chang. We are talking about major things that both of us hate about terrestrial radio and exactly why we have created our own radio station in K-Hits 92.5, where you'll get all the classic 80s music of every genre.
That's right. And Chang, right before the break, kind of closed with a Jerry Springer moment. Remember that? So now give me your Jerry Springer moment. Or I should say Phil Donahue moment. How's that? That's 80.
Oh, Phil Donahue, Phil, yes.
Give me your Phil Donahue moment of why you hated today's radio and why we're doing today's K-Hits.
It's like this. Why I hated some things about radio today, as I saw the breaking away of LA radio back in the 80s. And one thing that made me angry back in the 80s about terrestrial radio was saying goodbye to stations like K-West, my beloved KMET, which is the heart and soul of me as an Angelino and a young rock and roller, from Fraser Smith to Jim Ladd to Paraquat Kelly to Rachel Donahue, Breakfast with the Beatles. You know, losing that station was like losing a best friend. Then getting into the later 80s, you know, when I was already a younger father and the metal kind of guy, and I was going back on the swing, a great station popped up, KNAC, Pure Rock, 105.5. It was very heartbreaking, and I was very angry when that station folded to the restrictions of networks buying a lot of mom-and-pop stations. I also was very upset when we lost 97.1. Remember the classic rock station that was supposed to take the place of KMET and KLOS as it went through those changes. You know, losing Mark and Brian after 25 years, me and my buddy Matt Al, we went to so many events. Me and my wife went to so many drive-ins and trick-or-treat events with Mark and Brian. Mark and Brian will always hold a special place in my heart. They will always be my best friends when I went to a job that I hated. When I had to deal with issues that were constraining on my soul, I could count on those two guys to crank them up, guaranteed a laugh, and kept me smiling and laughing. And even, you know, radio program that when they were in the car with me, they could listen to in the morning as I dropped them off for school. So a radio of the 80s that gets me angry is saying goodbye to all the personalities and the vibes and feelings that radio gave us back in that era. The thing that I cannot stand about radio now are the things that both you and I mentioned. The biggest thing is they forgot about the listener.
And I also want to let you guys know that our radio station, we are going to be posting our link most likely every single day on all of social media. So you guys can't miss it. You're not going to miss it. You're going to know exactly where you're going to be able to hear us and how and all of the details. But keep that in mind. The 80s is coming back in a different form. It's coming back in radio form. Isn't just going to bring you music alone. It's going to bring you the personality. It's going to bring you the character, the feel, the spirit, that soul of 80s radio. And it's going to take you back mentally in that time machine that you've always wanted. at least during the time that you listen.
Very reminiscent of the song by the great band Rush, Spirit of the Radio. We want to be the enema that is cleaning the butthole of terrestrial radio, but we want to be on internet, the kings of internet radio.
That same spirit that 80s radio had isn't dead. It's alive in every single 80s
one
fan
of us
out there. And also a lot of 80s fans that are not 80s born babies. A lot of people that were born in the 90s and the 2000s. I know a lot of youngsters, and my children, of course, are a couple of them who are, you know, 16 and 17 years old, who always tell me, Dad, because of what you tell us, because of the awesome music of the 80s, we so wish we would have been born in the 80s. We know that there's a group of young millennials, a group of Gen Zs that love the 80s. So we're going to take you back, and so you can really understand what radio was like back then.
It's funny, Mara, that you mention it. You know, as me and you go through a lot of individuals that we're allowing joining the group of on our Facebook pages, I'm seeing a lot of young children, like my children's ages, you know, maybe a little bit older, talking about how they were born in the 80s and that's what their parents listened to. And they love the music. They love the style. So we're also getting a lot of the children of all of us from the 80s dwellers. You know, you can say that you have your children. My children are products of the 80s. You know, my children are also products of defective condoms of the 80s, but that's another story. But we're trying to bring back a vibe that is going to probably hopefully bring families together with stupidity, great music, and just that vibe. We'll see where it rolls.
We'll see where it rolls. And just keep in mind, at first, we don't have the complete staff. We've got four jocks on staff, and we're going to do our best to keep you entertained. But as time goes by and as the show progresses and we get, you know, hopefully we can have a lot of people that are listening become a patron. You know, go to our Patreon page at Back to the 80s Radio Patreon page and become a patron with us and help us out so we can bring K-Hits 92.5 and keep it going. You're going to love the music.
I know me and you have been discussing, we want to bring in some swag and help from the Patreon page, bro. I think that would help us bring out that swag, you know. Me and Tusky have discussed t-shirts, bumper stickers, personal tattoos that both me and Tusky will go to your house, and we've never given a tattoo ever to anyone, and we will be the first ones to try giving you a tattoo. Now, if it comes out jacked up,
You know what? We should record that where we give ourselves, or like our own selves, a tattoo like that.
You know, that would be good radio.
That would be
painful
radio
as all hell. Yeah. Hopefully we can go to an ER right after, but I think that would be really good radio. You think so? Tattooing each other with no experience. And neither one of us can draw. What the hell is that?
You know what? I got a special needle too. You remember those pens in the 80s that were blue on the bottom, white on the top, and you can with your thumb, you'd press on the different colors so the different color of ink would come out.
Oh, I have one of those here somewhere.
So we got one of those, but with a needle instead of the pen.
Now that would be a trick.
Wouldn't that?
You know. Now what happens when the ink runs out? You're gonna have to press harder and maybe put a couple of scribbles on each other's arms.
When the ink started flowing out, you just go on to the next color. You know.
You hate that thing about that pen, bro?
Yeah.
When you're looking forward to looking, I'm gonna use every color, and then some of the colors don't work, and you're going the scribbly line, and it's not going. You blow it, you pull it out, and shaking them. Yeah, you remember that? It's like, oh, all of a sudden I'm writing the document of the U.S. with a feather, and I'm dipping in ink.
Or some people licking it. Like,
lick it.
Put it on the tip of their tongue. Like, yeah, going to make it.
Why would you do that? You're putting moisture on something that's dry. What are you doing, you idiot? Lick it. You know, I used to see people do that with their checkbooks all the time. Lick the pen and then write the check. Yes. Oh, this pen, I can't write a check because you licked it. Stop licking it. You stupid bastard. It's a pen. That's not a Cheeto.
On that note, this, ladies and gentlemen, has been the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. I want to thank you guys for joining us. And I look forward to next Friday as we continue the madness and we talk about the 80s greatest memories. On behalf of myself, Toscano, I want to thank you for joining us. Have a great week, a blessed one, and just be safe out there. Take care, and we'll see you next week.
Before I release you into another Changorific weekend, keep that smile big, keep it bright. Remember, we are one race, the human race. No one is above the other. You have to get each other's backs because we are all we have. So until next Friday, I will have to say my somber goodbyes with a arrivederci. Hasta mañana, hasta la vista. Sayonara, and to all my homies in every barrio of Los Angeles, orale.
Take me back to the glory.